The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
The first of the qualifying finals, Geelong and Collingwood, and of course Warrilili live in Geelong's most awarded community. And we welcome back to K-Rock Football, GMHBA. GMHBA with AIA Vitality. Get healthy, get rewarded. But time to go inside the Collingwood camp. Looking forward to talking with this gentleman. Of course, he's a great friend of ours here at K-Rock Football. He's Collingwood assistant coach Justin Longmuir. And for Prestige Jayco, he's with our own Heath Buck.
Thank you, Kingy. Justin, straight off the bat, mate, the laid out, obviously, with the Cats. Reece Stanley, obviously, been pulled out, Menegola playing. What do you take of that?
Well, it's a little bit surprising, to be honest. Not surprised Geelong made a late change, but surprised they haven't gone with a genuine ruck against Brody Grundy. Obviously, they've got plans in place. Radaglia will do a little bit of it, and obviously Blixav. So, it'd be interesting to see. Well, we won't know until the game starts, I suppose, to how it pans out, but it's an interesting move.
Did you plan it at all for that during the week?
Not really. We assumed Stanley would play because he did such a good job against Brody in round one, and he's got the athleticism to go with Brody around the ground, and his ability to jump at centre bounce was quite instrumental on that night. So we just assumed that he was going to play.
JL kicking up in the K-Rock box with Chuck Berry, Sean Higgins, Lee Brown, Benny Cass and Pete Ryan. It was round one that you played each other. Obviously, you can't take a lot out of that. But what are your review of Geelong over the last 3 or 4 weeks, considering their form has been so inconsistent? Are they a hard team to get a read on?
A little bit. But sometimes in the second half of the year, you can start tinkering with a few things, and then you probably, you know, had a final four position tied up, so you haven't got a lot to play for. So we just reviewed them at their best, and their best was obviously very good, and their percentage reflects that, 130-odd percent, top of the table. So where we pretty much reviewed them at their best, and even though they got beaten by Brisbane up there, they had that game in control for a long period of time, and then obviously did the job on Carlton last week. So their form in the last couple of games leading into finals is pretty strong.
Side bottom to Goey Stevenson, they're three pretty handy ins. How much better does Jaden Stevenson make your football team?
Well, yeah, you can't buy speed and class, and speed in your forward line just really puts heat on defenders, whether it's at ground level or, you know, you've got the ball and you move, and they're trying to stretch out the back. The amount of speed and class that those three players bring to our forward line, and Steele's a bit different. He brings a bit of, I suppose smarts and the ability to hunt the ground ball, which is going to be really important tonight, especially if it gets wet. So, yeah, those three are great ins, and hopefully they can play at their best.
J-Lo, Chuck, good luck tonight. Good luck over the next few weeks, and good luck with the family move. But we'll leave that just to go through to the keeper tonight. Benny said you just want to focus on tonight's game, and rightly so. Just with that late change, J-Lo, I was going to ask you about roughhead forward or back, and given that we think Blitzards will now contest the first ruck, Cats might go a little shorter against what we're looking at, a short Collingwood forward line. Does that alter your magnets down in the Collingwood dressing rooms as well with their change?
No, it doesn't. We're giving too much away. Yep. We plan for roughhead to go back anyway, and yep, we feel like we're a more balanced side with him in the back line, and his ability to lock away a key forward and put them to sleep has been really good all year. We wrestled with playing him forward, but to bring three guys that have played a fair bit of forward line time into the team, we sort of had to manipulate the side a little bit, and Ruffy got pushed back, which he would prefer anyway.
So with us up here and the boys writing up their matchups, and I know you can't give everything away, Majacek will be the tall post, who's been very good, and then that mobile, and we can't wait to see it. Stevenson, DeGoey, Thomas, Elliott, Hoskin. I mean, there's so many options down there. Is that what we're most likely to see from the outset?
Yeah, absolutely. We've gone with the mobile forward line, but it still is role for role. The boys that have come in will have to play the roles that we have in that forward line, and at times that is to provide an aerial contest. So yep. Jamie Elliott, even though his stature is quite small, he very rarely gets outmarked. DeGoey is the same. Will Hoskin-Elliott is the same. So we still feel like we've got enough aerial power to bring it to ground, and once we bring it to ground, we should have an advantage.
The Prestige Jayco pre-match interview. Australia's number one motorhome dealer, Prestige Jayco, speaking with Collingwood assistant coach Justin Longmuir. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
J-Lo, good luck tonight. I hope it all goes well. Can you tell us a little bit about the build-up? Obviously, you have the bye in between round 23 and tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about the build-up and how you get to this point and try and get the boys peaking tonight?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of thinking goes into that. And we... we try and get through the first week without even thinking about Geelong. So all our training was based around on how we want to play and our strengths. And we had a good match sim session Friday night last week to align with the Friday game. So we did a pretty solid session and we purely focused on a few things that we need to work on and a few things that have gone well. And then we didn't introduce Geelong until Wednesday, which is normal preparation. You don't want players thinking about the opposition and playing the game in their head before it starts. So, to answer your question, last week was very much about us, and then this week was pretty much a normal week. So, tried to keep things very similar to what we would if we were playing back-to-back games.
And how important is that match sim type training, particularly Stevenson, DeGoey, Elliott, who probably haven't played a whole lot of footy together in one forward line? And they play similar sorts of roles when they're out there, but the three of them together, does that make it extra important, that Friday session last week?
Yeah, absolutely. And we got a good look at our settled side last week. And, you know, on paper, it's probably the best side we've had for a long time. But, you know, as you mentioned, those guys haven't played together. So Geordie to go, he's got some really good form first up. He's a really good, fresh player. Steve-O got a game under his belt in the VFL, which was really beneficial for him and us to get those cobwebs out. And, you know, Steele's only missed the one game. So, hopefully it gels well tonight.
And a big match, not only a final against Geelong, but the Skipper's 300th game, been an absolute fantastic champion of the footy club. Has there been much made of it for tonight's game, or is that something that Pendles wants put in the background and focus on this finals campaign?
Is Pendles playing his 300th? I haven't heard that this week. It's been pretty low profile. Just the enormity of the milestone. I couldn't believe that there's only two other players in Collingwood history to reach 300 games. You know, the club's been around for a hell of a long time and it's played a lot of games. I would have thought there would have been more than that. So yeah, it is such a big milestone for such a great player. And I think instead of trying to put it in the background, you just got to try and celebrate these moments. And if the players happen to find something a little bit extra for him, well, that's good. But, most of the time they don't. They just go out there and execute their role. So it hasn't been a distraction, but we've been able to celebrate it and recognise what a great achievement it is.
Justin, Peter Ryan, good luck tonight. Tim Kelly in round one was probably best player on the ground. Levi Greenwood didn't play. He's playing tonight. Obviously, he's played in the half-back flank or thereabouts for most of the season. Any consideration to having someone run with Tim?
It's probably a second or third option, to be honest. We've probably identified a couple of their mids and their whole midfield group, which is a real strength of theirs. And when they're playing well, they're the barometer of the team, their stoppage work. So we've got some real contingencies in place around stoppages to make sure they don't get what they want. But Levi will be needed down back. They've obviously got, you know, four or five really good ground level players down there that we need to nullify, because it's probably been the biggest difference in their team. Their game plan this year is that ground level stuff inside forward 50 and their forward half. So we need to nullify that first.
And as backline coach, I'm sure you've got a close relationship with Darcy Moore. He came off with the hamstring in round 23 and obviously was out for the final series last year. Did you sit down with him, find out what was going through his mind and I suppose set him for this game? And do you have any concerns around it?
I don't have any concerns around it because he didn't miss a training session for the last 2 weeks. And yeah, I sat down with him. We had a really good conversation. We tried to just bring it back to hanging it all out there, I suppose. And if something happens, something happens. But let's not die wondering. We came up with a couple of really strong, simple focuses that will help him with his game. And he's just got to try and put the hamstring issues in the background, which, you know, is easier said than done, but that's what we've tried to do the last couple of weeks.
Justin, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. We've had all the serious talk, and I know it's finals and everybody has to be serious, and we've all sort of got the stiff upper lip, but the documentary on Tuesday that was aired in the Collingwood Footy Club, it was absolutely fantastic, but you're a bit like an extra on Home and Away there. I just could see you in the background all the time. No. Obviously, your best 4 hours interview ended up on the cutting room floor, did it?
Yeah. I was the fifth guy that they were going to plug into the end of it. And then it was only an hour show. If it had been an hour and a half, I might have made a little bit more.
It was great insight for the fans. Had you obviously seen the finished product before Tuesday, or how did it work? You knew what was coming out?
Yeah, we got shown it a couple of weeks ago. It's a fantastic story about a group of players that are quite special. I mean, for Adam Treloar to tell his story, in that fashion is great for what some of these guys go through in a week to week, but only season to season grind of AFL footy. And I just thought they were really honest and really vulnerable, and that's what we've tried to be about the last couple of years.
And just one last one before we let you go. Geelong fans obviously followed the fortunes of Travie Varko and not playing tonight. Can you just give us a little insight as to why somebody like a Travie Varko with his experience isn't playing for your team?
Yeah, well, short answer is he's really stiff. We threw it around at match committee, and we've been, last 2 years, we've been role for role. So the guy who comes in plays a role, and unfortunately, we felt like Steve-O and Geordie De Goey could give us more in those roles, and that's as simple as it is. I mean, it was splitting hairs a little bit because Travie's been in really good form and that forward line's been in really good form. So, yeah, he's really unlucky.
John Noble, 3.5 months ago, was running around with West Adelaide. All of a sudden, he's going to play in front of 90-odd thousand at the MCG in a final, J-Lo.
Yeah, it's a great story. He's been super impressive since he came to the club. He played his first game of VFL footy and fitted in really well, and banged the door down to give himself an opportunity. Aish went out with a shoulder injury, got that opportunity, and he hasn't really put a foot wrong since he's been back in the side. So, yeah, it's a great story, and hopefully he can step up tonight.
J-Lo, great to talk with you. Always a pleasure to have you on K-Rock Footy, and we wish you the best of luck tonight.
Good on you, boys. Have a good call.
Thank you, Justin Longmuir, joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.